Bill Gilmer in for Paul Miller, taking the much-needed day off as we head towards President's Day. Not taking a day off, apparently, Sean Whiteman with the Marysville School District. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fine. We have, I know most of the districts have a day off. Are you one of them?
Yeah, we're in our mid-winter break right now. Students will be back to school on Tuesday next week.
Pretty much true for all normal calendar schools across the county. Do you have any all year-long schools yet or thinking about that at all?
Actually, we don't have any year-long school programs and everything. We've done extensive research on that particular subject, and we have found that across the board in that particular area that there is no significant impact on student achievement with year-long programs. There's a lot of research that's out on that. It's not something that we're looking to do here in Marysville.
And that changes from district to district, obviously. Port Huron trying it a bit. I think, was it Sandusky I saw, deciding not to do so recently. But probably changes with the district makeup.
Yeah, it depends on what the district's looking to do. An extended year program and everything has a lot of complications with regards to scheduling, particularly if families taking vacations and so on. So it's kind of disruptive as well to students because they're used to a specific regimented program over the course of 180 days. And if you spread those days out, you want to make sure that you're having a significant impact, particularly on student achievement. But it's not likely to be the case with a lot of the research that's come out. It just doesn't seem to have an impact.
On the other hand, there's fewer snow days, right?
That's true, too. You get to schedule your year around the weather, too. So,
yeah. Talking of Sean Reitman, the superintendent of the Marysville School District, had a Board of Ed meeting last night. Marysville did. What's the current topics for the board?
Well, one of the things that we've been looking into as a district and a board is to implement this summer a credit recovery program for our high school students that need extra time so they can graduate on time to take some courses that they need to work on. So we're looking to do that this summer. It's going to be unique because we're going to ask our students to register with a $25 registration fee that will be refunded to them at the end or conclusion of their actual course, as so long as they pass the course. So we think that this is an incentive, and hopefully, we'll be able to give all that money back to students who register for classes that they need over the summer.
This is kind of a catch-up classes, things that they might need to graduate that for whatever reason they haven't had?
Yeah, this basically would mean, for example, we've had some kids that have had some health conditions that have missed some courses and classes. And it affects, of course, their grades and outcomes that they're going to need to potentially have to make up. And this is an opportunity for them to do that. So we think it's a good thing for us here in the district, and we're looking forward to it this summer.
Sounds great. Is there a way to actually, instead of catching up, to get ahead? Could you take a course or two to maybe graduate early?
Yeah, we're looking into that right now. But right now, the main focus is on getting kids caught up. But there is potentially an opportunity for students to actually take courses to get them even further ahead so that they can graduate maybe a little bit early or even take some courses, at some of the local area, such as St. Clair Community College. They take some of those courses, with dual enrollment, might be able to get some college credits.
Big news in the city of Marysville this week, a grant announcement, I believe, from the Michigan Department of Transportation to fix up Huron Boulevard. Got to be good news for the district.
It is. There's so much traffic on a day-to-day basis that goes up and down here on Boulevard just to get in and out of our buildings, and even in the evenings with some of our athletic events and activities that we have here in the district. And we're really looking forward to that project being completed here in the city come this summer, at the end of the summer. So when we come back in the fall, that whole project will actually make it easier, I think, with some of the traveling up and down. Because, with the winter and everything and a lot of the plowing, it does have a major impact on the condition of the road. And we believe that this obviously is going to make a big difference with the improvement of the travel between place to place here in Marysville along that street.
Yeah, I think the city is planning on doing the work in that small window between the end of school and the startup.
Yeah, that's what I talked to City Manager Randy Fernandez and also Barry Kreiner, one of our board members who works for the city. He's the Director of Public Works. He's They're both planning on making sure that this project's done before school gets started. So,
now you recently had a bond approved, if I remember correctly, in the last fall elections. What is becoming of that money?
Well, we had a couple of things that have actually taken place here in the district. We had a sinking fund bond that was passed. We're very, very fortunate to have that. And in December, roughly a year from now, we'll be able to collect that money to make some improvements, particularly at our middle school. We have a major roofing project that's going to cost over $1 million, and it's going to have to be done over a series of years. So we're hopefully going to be able to get that project started a year from now in phase one to get a portion of that roof repaired, because right now it's really a major concern, particularly come the spring when all the rain starts coming down. You know, we're hoping that we can maintain this structure over there in that building so that we can get that project started.
And is that the main focus for that sinking fund, or is there some other improvements that might occur as well?
That's the major project here in the district, but we also have, you know, some playground equipment that we need to upgrade and repair here in the district. We have some sidewalks and some parking lots and even some windows that we're looking at making some repairs here in the district using that taxpayer money.
Okay, great. Sean, good talking to you. Of course, Board of Ed meetings are open to the public. Should anyone be interested, the monthly, are they not?
Yeah, it's at the first Wednesday and second Thursday of every month.
Of every month. Okay, great. Good talking to you this morning, and enjoy a couple of days off without the students, and then it's back to work for the final wrap-up of the year.
Thank you so much, Bill. Yep. Have a great weekend.
Have a great one, Sean. Bye now. 9:20 is our time. That's Sean Reitman with the Marysville School District, where he is the superintendent.